Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm John, and I graduated from West Coast Baptist College in 2006. Now I'm serving God full-time in a growing local church as a music pastor. West Coast prepared me both academically and spiritually for a great future in ministry.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I graduated from West Coast in 2006. Since that time, the Lord has allowed me to serve Him full-time, developing Sunday school curriculum, teaching senior high girls, and serving in Christian radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, and I graduated from West Coast Baptist College in 1996. Since that time, I've been serving the Lord full-time as an assistant pastor in youth and singles ministry.
Thank you for your prayers and support for the students and vision of West Coast Baptist College. For more information about West Coast or to share in the vision, visit us at wcbc.edu.
So many people in this world are striving to recover from addictions, from past abusive situations, and even from the consequences of bad decisions. Does this describe you or someone that you love? Next on Daily in the Word, we're going to study with Dr. Paul Chappell, Recovery with God. Stay with us. So many people in our world are in the process of recovery. So many of us have been hurt. So many of us have made bad decisions that have led to difficult and painful, long-lasting consequences. So many of us have faced abusive situations where somebody in our past did something or even continually did something that dramatically impacted our lives. And yet others are struggling with substance abuse, like alcohol or drugs. Well, maybe someone you know is dealing with one of these things. Whatever the need, recovery, authentic, lasting, life-changing recovery from the inside out, truly does begin with God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the preaching, the teaching, the encouragement of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our series presently is entitled Recovery with God. This is an entire series of messages that help take a life from the very beginning of life with God through a process of restoration and growth and true, lasting, authentic life change. I'll tell you in a moment how you can download this entire series and maybe give it to a friend, or you can listen to recent broadcasts if you're coming into the middle of the program. We would love for this series to touch your life in a very special way. Before we join today's message, I want to invite you to visit dailyintheword.org. You can subscribe to this program via a podcast. You can listen to recent programs or download them and listen to them later. You could pass it along to a friend. There are many other resources on the website that will encourage you in your Christian life and in your walk with the Lord. And there's also a way that you can be a part of the ministry of Daily in the Word. Would you prayerfully consider a monthly contribution to help us cover the costs of airtime and supporting this ministry? Your investment is an investment into the Word of God going into the hearts and lives of people all across the country and even in many foreign countries. Take a moment and visit Daily in the Word and consider joining us in the effort of teaching and preaching the Word of God. But now, our message today is entitled Choosing a Life of Commitment to Christ. This is huge when it comes to real and lasting authentic recovery and life change. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Here's Paul Chappell.
This past week, I heard the story of a pet store delivery truck that was going down the road. The pet store owner was driving the truck, and every time he would stop at a stop sign or every time he would stop at a stop light, he would jump out of that truck, and with a 2x4 in his hand, he would bang on the side of that truck as hard as he possibly could. He'd go down a little farther to the next stop sign, jump out of the truck, and bang on the side of the truck once again, and people following him became very curious as to why he was doing that. And finally, one gentleman jumped out of his car and went over to the pet store owner and said to the guy, "What in the world are you doing?" He said, "Oh," he said, "that's simple." He said, "This is only a 2-ton truck, and I've got 4 tons of canaries in this truck, and so I've got to keep half of them up in the air all of the time." When I heard that story, I thought, man, that's how our lives are sometimes. You know, we're always having to keep things up in the air all the time. We're always trying to beat something just right to get things going forward. And it seems as though we always have things up in the air, and we're always trying to do the best we can just to keep progress going. And many people spend a lot of their lives really beating themselves up as they try to keep everything up in the air. Sometimes we get stuck in hurtful relationships or a hurtful habit or hurtful sins, or we remain in grief longer than God intends for us to remain. Sometimes people have a tendency to allow stress to compound, and the need for recovery by the grace of God grows greater and greater with every passing day. Sometimes, because of the stress and the trials, fear comes into our life, and with that fear comes anger, and when that anger is acted out, sometimes depression will follow. You see, many times in life, as we try to keep everything up in the air, we tend to compound the problem day by day rather than trusting Christ with the problem. Now, the reason for this series of messages on recovery is to help us get out of that vicious cycle. That cycle that is a cycle of control, where we're trying to hold everything up in the air, and we're allowing our fears, our worries, our hurts, our anger, our hatred to build rather than coming to the Lord. We need to learn today, God's Word says that we can have victory, for in the world we will have tribulation, but Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Now, how do we get out of this cycle that seems to be so heavy on the shoulders of men today? 3 weeks ago, we learned that we need to recognize our need for God. We need to admit right off the get-go, we need the help of God. We cannot make it on our own. And we said this series of messages is not just for someone who had an abusive stepdad or someone who has a problem with alcohol. This is a series of messages for everyone in this room, for all of us need to recognize we need God's help to bear the burdens of this life. You know, one thing we all have in common today is that we've all faced trials and trauma and hurts in this life. Then we saw last week that we need to experience a meaningful relationship with Christ. We need to experience a meaningful relationship with Christ. And we studied several of the attributes of Christ last week. We saw that God is all-knowing. He knows about our needs. He knows about the hurts and the trials. We saw that God, who is all-knowing, is also all-powerful. He has the power to meet those needs and to strengthen our lives. We saw last week that God is love, and that we love Him because He first loved us, and He loves us no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's happened in our lives in the past. Well, today we come to the letter C, and we're going to learn today that if we will experience the recovery of God and God's grace in our lives, then we must choose a life of commitment to Christ. We must choose a life of commitment to Christ. Now, I want to stop right here and be very clear about this message today, because this really is a pivotal message in this series. You see, the fact of the matter is we can preach and preach and preach, and you can read and read and read. But at some point in time, you must come to the place where you will make a choice to do the will of God. You see, happiness is a choice. Knowing the grace of God is a choice. And so the message today is entitled, Choosing a Life of Commitment to Christ. We must determine to take God at His invitation. Now, I want you to notice in the Scripture this morning, the invitation from Christ. The invitation from Christ. Verse 28 says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, notice the word come. And think of this morning, Jesus Christ speaking to us saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I see this morning that this is an open invitation. The Bible says in Revelation 22 and verse 17, And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Isaiah, speaking to the children of Israel, said it this way, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And so to yoke up with Christ, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, is to believe in Him as Savior, but also to trust in Him and to choose to be committed to Him for your life. And so we see this is an open invitation. It's for everyone who will come. It is a universal invitation. Notice what the Bible says in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Notice the word all. I like Romans 10:13 when it says very clearly, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, when it comes to the matter of a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, it is a universal invitation. Whoever will call can be saved. Now, we know that as Jesus spoke, much of his audience was a Jewish audience. Many of them were under the weight of the ceremonial laws. And to those, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But he says this today in the universal sense to everyone who would hear the words of Jesus Christ, to everyone under the bondage of sin, to everyone needing the forgiveness of sin and needing a home in heaven. He says, come, whosoever will may come. I remember as a little boy, we used to sing this song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Some of my Mexican friends changed it and they said, red and yellow, black, brown and white, they are precious in his sight. But you know, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. Jesus says, whosoever believeth shall be saved. It's a universal invitation. Jesus loves the entire world. This is an invitation for those who have never known the grace of God. God says, come unto me. And so this is a universal invitation. But I want you to see, thirdly, this is a very rewarding invitation. Notice what Jesus says in verse number 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, if you've ever seen a yoke, that apparatus that joins together two working animals, many of them do not look light at all. But Jesus is saying here, if you will yoke up with me, I will carry your burden. I will carry your weight. I want you to yoke up with me because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He will give us the rest that is needed. He will bear the burdens of this life. Thank God this morning there is rest in salvation. There is rest in the forgiveness of sin. There is rest in the power of Christ who gives victory over bondage. We see Jesus says that his yoke is easy. He says that his burden is light. Psalm 55 and verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You see, when Jesus says something, he backs it up with his power, and he will never allow the righteous to be moved. He will give us the strength and the sustenance that we need. Amy Carmichael was a missionary in southern India. Amy Carmichael lived in southern India for something like 56 years without ever taking a furlough from the field one time. She was a wonderful Christian servant of God. Once in her life there in India, she suffered an injury that caused her to be placed in bed. The stories that I have read tell me that she was in bed for some 26 years there in India. During that time as a missionary bedridden in India, she wrote nearly 40 books. Millions and millions of copies of those books were published. Several of them are on my shelf today. And Amy Carmichael is a testimony to the fact that the yoke of Jesus Christ is easy. The burden of Jesus Christ is light when we come unto him. She wrote concerning Romans 8:28, the Word of God says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And Amy Carmichael said, a wise master never wastes his servant's time. No matter what set of circumstances we receive, God will not waste an experience if we remain obedient to him. You see, the fact of the matter is that as we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives us the strength. And here was a woman who for 26 years said, there's a purpose in this, and God's strength will be real to me in this time. And she wrote 40 books that touch much of Christendom because of the truth of this verse. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Rather than going into the depths of despair and depression, she, by the grace of God, rose to the height of usefulness, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Now think about this invitation today. Jesus says, come. Come unto me. All of you that are weary, all of you that are heavy laden, come, and I will give you rest. Now, how many of you can relate to this fact? A lot of people, maybe tomorrow at work, maybe you'll see someone at work and you'll think to yourself, oh no, here he comes. Oh no, here she comes. I better hide from him. How many of you have ever been in a situation like that? How many of you have ever been in a situation where you've learned that you don't dare ask certain people how they feel? How many of you understand what I'm saying? You just don't have the time to go through all of that. You know, a lot of times that's how we are. But thank God that Jesus says to everybody, no matter what their problem, no matter what their background, come unto me. Come unto me. I have time for you. I have grace for you. Come unto me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a wonderful invitation today that Jesus Christ is still offering to this world. Come unto me. But I want you to notice, secondly, this morning, our hesitation to receive the invitation. Our hesitation to receive the invitation. Now, this is something that amazes me. Why don't more people trust in the Lord? Sometimes I think about this as it pertains to those who are without Christ, who have never accepted Him as Savior. Why won't they come unto Him? Sometimes I think about this with respect to Christians who are carrying heavy burdens, and why won't they come to the Lord with those burdens? It's an amazing thing to behold and to consider the fact that here's the Lord with an invitation that's universal, and yet most of us in this universe do not come to Him in our time of need. Not long ago, Terry and I were driving along down a windy, narrow road, and we got stuck behind this long line of cars, and I think we were about number 5 or 6, and up in the front was this semi-truck. And you know how that is. You want to go 50 or 60, and you're going 10 or 20, and so you're just sitting there and kind of frustrated. And after a little while, the truck driver did something that maybe you've seen truck drivers do before. He put his hand out the window, and having the vantage point, seeing ahead, he started waving people around him like this. Well, there was his arm, and of course, people began to pull out into the opposite lane and began to pass him, and one car passed, and another car passed, and now we were right behind the truck, and here's the guy's arm doing this, and all of a sudden it dawned on me that I didn't even know the guy that was leading me to go out into the opposite traffic. I'd never seen his face. I'd never met him. All I saw was a big hairy arm with tattoos on it doing this. And yet people were putting their lives into the guy's hands, so to speak. They were trusting him as he did this. And I thought about that for a while. And then I pulled out into that lane and passed him. But you know, as I passed him, I thought to myself, you know, this guy could be some kind of a criminal, some kind of a twisted mind getting me into a traffic accident. I've never seen him. I've never met him. All I've seen is that ugly arm sticking out the window, and I'm following the direction of that arm. And I thought, my soul, I've never met him, but I'm trusting him. And yet people today will not trust God with the needs of their lives. We'll hesitate time and again to really claim the Word of God, to really believe what God's Word says. Why do we hesitate? Why don't we take Jesus up on His invitation like we could and like we should? Well, I believe, first of all, we hesitate because of our own pride. We hesitate because of our own pride. We saw a few weeks ago our tendency to try to control the situation, or sometimes to deny that there is a problem. And pride gets in the way of really coming to Jesus humbly. Jesus says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and then I will lift you up. But many times our pride gets in the way. You know, the biggest problem I have in the Christian life is myself. And the biggest challenge we have is just to humble ourselves. And sometimes the reason we don't come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help right now, is because of pride. Proverbs 18 and verse 12 says, before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. And so God wants us to humble ourselves and to come to Him and say, Lord, I want to commit my life to You. I want to commit my burdens and my trials to You. Sometimes we hesitate because of fear. You know, we're just afraid to trust God. We're just afraid that maybe He might let us down. I heard about a man that fell off of a cliff, and the cliff was about 500 feet from the top to the bottom of the canyon. And as he was going down that cliff, surely to die, he grabbed hold of a limb, and there he was about halfway down, holding on to that limb for dear life. He was shaking and holding on there. He began to cry out saying, "Somebody help, somebody help." After a little while, he heard the voice of God from heaven, and the voice said, "Trust me, let go, and I will catch you." Well, the fellow looked down at the canyon. He looked back up at the sky, and he said, "Is there anyone else up there?" You see, that's how we are sometimes. God is the last resort. If there's no one else to help us, then we'll go ahead and cry out to God because we fear that God may not be able to help us. Many people fear that a life of commitment to Christ would mean somehow that they would be controlled in a way that they don't desire. No one is going to control them. No church is going to control them. No one's going to tell them what to do. But in many cases, these people are already being controlled. They're being controlled by their own fears, by the opinions of others, by their own hang-ups, by the hatred that they have from circumstances in the past, and so forth. And the fact of the matter is today that many people have allowed their hurts to become hates. And I want you to recognize something this morning. The truth of the matter when it comes to this matter of freedom is that freedom is choosing who controls you. Freedom is choosing who controls you. And when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you are in essence saying, "Lord, my life is yours to control." We call it lordship.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, presently delivering a series entitled Recovery Together with God. We're discovering how to truly, authentically recover, to heal from past abuse, from difficult decisions and the consequences that we're experiencing, or from addictions. Whatever your struggle, or whatever the struggle of someone you love, this series is a tremendous resource. You can find the entire series at dailyintheword.org. You can download it. You can pass it along to a friend. You can even subscribe to the podcast. I do hope you'll visit dailyintheword.org. You know, we love to hear from our listeners, and your investment, your partnership with us financially into this ministry helps us continue paying for airtime on this station and on stations all over the country. We thank the Lord for the privilege of teaching and preaching the Word of God in your life. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us? Pastor Chappell has just written a new book. It is a powerful book and a tremendous companion to our present series. It's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Discovering the Power of the Holy Spirit-Filled Life, a life that is empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. Living Beyond Your Capacity is a 200-page paperback book, brand new, right off the press. We've just had it a couple of months. We've been excited to place it into your hands, and we believe it will be life-changing. And we would like to send it to you this month for a gift of any amount to Daily in the Word. If you'll call us, or if you'll go on the website, dailyintheword.org, and click on the Donate tab, we would like to send you this book, Living Beyond Your Capacity, as our gift for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Again, you can do this at dailyintheword.org, or you can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. 1-800-201-7748. This book will change your life, or change the life of the person you give it to, I promise. Living Beyond Your Capacity will be a read that you'll never forget. So call us or visit the website and be a part of this ministry, and let us send you Living Beyond Your Capacity. Before we wrap up our program today, here's a word from Pastor Chappell.
My wife Terry and I are excited about hosting the Alaska Cruise August 6th through 13, 2011. Friends from all over the country will be joining us as we travel north to God's beautiful creation, visiting ports like Sitka and Juneau, going through the Inside Passage and seeing how powerful our God is. This cruise will be a wonderful time of Christian fellowship. I'll be speaking along with guests, Dr. David Gibbs, Dr. Don Sisk, and others. You won't want to miss this opportunity to relax and enjoy fellowship around the Word of God. For more information about the Alaska Cruise, August 6th through 13th, 2011, visit dailyintheword.org.
Well, thank you, Pastor and friend. Don't forget, we're heading to Alaska, August 2011, for our ministry cruise to Alaska. It is an adventure you will never forget. We would love to have you join us on this 7 days of exciting adventure and spiritual growth and tremendous Christian fellowship. You'll find more information at dailyintheword.org. Just click on the Alaska Cruise button. You'll see all of the information there. It is a week that you will never forget. I hope you'll join with us and go to Alaska in August of 2011. Again, for more information about our ministry or to talk to us personally, call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word at 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.